The finishing touches to an £8 million upgrade of Newcastle Central Station. The changes were designed by Ryder Architecture, a firm with branches across the UK, in Glasgow, Liverpool and London, as well as here in Newcastle. The boss, Mark Thompson, says it's possible independence might lead to the company scaling back its Scottish operation.
It depends what happens with the currency. It could be a pain because probably about 25% of our turnover is generated in Scotland. If we had to do conversions and all the rest of it, it may be that we decide that burden's too much to bear.
But like the trains in the station he's revamped, there could be more than one direction of travel.
If it's seen as more tax efficient, then we shift everything to Glasgow and, you know, we base the headquarters there rather than in the northeast of England.
I'm standing at the Quorum Business Park on the outskirts of Newcastle. It's got some big names based here like Tesco Bank and the contractor Balfour Beatty. Like business parks all over the country, it's brought in thousands of jobs to the area. But the internet giant Amazon decided not to come here, instead going to Scotland, where the Scottish Government had offered a grant of almost £2 million.
So Quorum Business Park is almost a million square feet.
Development director Fergus Trim is worried Scotland could draw more jobs away from business parks like his.
I think if we see our closest neighbour making changes to their tax structures, making new offers and incentives available, then clearly that's going to impact on us. We'll be looking for more control locally over some of the spend and how that can be directed towards inward investors.
I'm Hilton Dawson and I'm the chair of one of the newest parties in the world, the North East Party. Whether they go independent or whether they simply stay within the UK, people on this side of the border are going to start talking about fairness. If we're part of the UK, why can't we have a similar sort of deal?
If Scotland doesn't depart from the UK, the government has promised there'll be more powers devolved from Westminster to Edinburgh. That's why Hilton Dawson, who's a former Labour MP, thinks it's time for English regions to have powers devolved to them as well.
We want control over the big issues of people's lives, how well health and social care operates, where investment in transport and employment actually goes.
In the long journey towards the referendum, those wanting Scotland to remain in the UK have warned that an independent Scotland would lose out economically. But as with so many issues, no one knows for sure what would happen or who would benefit. Now, some in the rest of the UK are taking more seriously the possibility that some jobs and businesses could end up travelling north of the border.